Okay, yeah, all right, let me just, I have the recording here. Anyway, so we said that the Mishnah says that the Yevanim made 13 breaches in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Chashmonim sealed it up, and they decreed that you should bow down when you go by each one of those breaches in gratitude. So the question is, now in Mal Sur, we also say, in last stanza, Yevanim Nikbetsu Alai, he says, Ufartsu Chomot Migdalai. They breached the Chomot of my Migdalot, so we mentioned there it as well. In addition to which, the Rambam, in Hilchot Chanukah, the Rambam is describing what the Yevanim's agenda was. What was their protocol? What it involved? So it says, Lo inichu tam lasok b'torah mitzvot. They didn't let them study Torah mitzvot. So that's part of their agenda, that I understand. Upashli dam monam b'tayim. They plundered their money and their daughters. Okay, I understand. They're rapacious. V'nichnesu l'heichal. They entered the Beis HaMikdash. Ufartzu bo pratzot. They made breaches there, the Rambam says. B'timu ha'taharot. So timu ha'taharot, they made that which is tahor, that's tameh. I understand. They wanted to shape up the whole place. I understand. What is Upartzu bo pratzot? What are these Yevanim? What are they partzu bo pratzot? So there's a piece of Torah. This is in part from Or Gedaliah, from Rav Gedaliah Shor, who is a late Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas. It's also, there's an article by Rav Yosef Nussbacher, who's a Ram in Yeshiva Chaldim, was in a Nine Latorah over 20 years ago. But the Tiferes Yisrael says that they had two things in mind. One is that they breached the Soreg. One is that they wanted to turn the Makom HaMikdash from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Arabim. They wanted to be like in other words, Al Pi Halacha, if an area is surrounded by a partition that's 10 Tfachim high, then it becomes a Rishus Yachid, a private domain. So they didn't want it to be Rishus Yachid. They wanted to be Rishus Arabim, and the Soreg was the barrier where Goyim can't go. They wanted everybody gets to go in the base of Mikdash. Now, years ago, I'm sure Dr. Shiffen could, you know about this better, they found like a sign, you know, in Greek, you know, up until here, non-Jews are allowed to go in the vicinity of the base of Mikdash. So they didn't want that. So it means, in essence, what they wanted was that, you know, that which is Kadosh Ras, everybody gets to go into the Makom HaMikdash. Goyim, Jews, and we could bring all our Avodah Zarah there. You could have a little bit of your stuff too. We'll do all your Avodah Zarah. Everything will be in there. That's the agenda of the Yevanim. We're universalistic. We'll have everything. Every way will be treif. That's Upartzu bo pratzot. So the nace of Chanukah is that now they sealed those breaches. They sealed those breaches. Now the Soreg is a lattice work. It's not a solid wall. It's got holes in it. So the siman is, like a person leaves the menorah and the mezuzah at the entranceway to the house, like Rabbi Basilevli was mentioning yesterday. It means that a person has to filter in what comes. Your person's house is like the base of Mikdash. A person has to be able to filter what they're taking in from the outside world. Some things are mutar to take in, some things not. Now, especially now, we have computer, you know, I guess I'm dating myself. I grew up without the computer. Now, with a mouse click, you have all sorts of things can come into the house. So everybody has to be a shomer. You need the menorah and the mezuzah, the entranceway of the house, to keep an eye what comes into the house. But then in terms of what goes out to the Rishus HaRabim, so the menorah represents the light of Torah. We have to take our Torah and illuminate the Rishus HaRabim with it. In other words, take what we have and go out and be Mekadeshim Shemayim with the menorah. Yeah, and that's what Chanukah stands for. And that's why, that was what their agenda was. They wanted to take that away from us. They wanted to destroy the difference between Jews and non-Jews, Torah, not Torah. Everything goes in the base of Mikdash. But Chanukah stands, that's not what Chanukah stands for. Chanukah stands for we're creating a partition. We have our Makom Kodesh. You can't bring all this stuff into the Makom Kodesh. But we can illuminate the Rishus HaRabim with our Torah. All right, that's some ideas for Chanukah. Okay, good.